Hello and welcome to podcast number 3. We have another special guest speaker today with us.
Hi, I'm Father Sassoon and I'm the parish priest of St. Geragos Armenian Church in Las Vegas.
Thank you for coming out today.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get right started. So how did the 2020 conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan affect you?
Well, the 2020 conflict, which the world is calling, actually was a full-fledged aggression from Azerbaijani to the Armenian independent territories, in particularly of the territory of Karabakh, Nagorno-Karabakh. And it affected us emotionally and physically, and we were just dumbfounded when we heard on the news that Azeri invaded Armenia and Karabakh.
Mm-hmm. Given that you are currently in Las Vegas, obviously, were you able to help contribute in the war in any certain way?
Yes, fortunately, our community responded quickly. And from the very first day, our parishioners gathered together and they suggested that we should create a headquarter here for charitable donations and try to help the families of the soldiers and those who were wounded and need of help, including the refugees as a result of this Azerbaijani aggression on Nagorno-Karabakh.
Wow, that's amazing. So during the war, did you see any difference in the population of the people that attended church? Did you see a certain pattern?
Yes, indeed. The war brought up a lot of Armenians who were just hidden in the city, minding their own business. But the reality of the war hit them as hard as you can imagine. And they came voluntarily to make monetary donations and ask us to help in any which way they can.
Wow, that's actually amazing that something as sad and tragic as this event like really brought together the Armenian community of Las Vegas.
Indeed, it's an interesting point you make. Tragedies bring people together and bind people together. And we hope that tragedies like this don't occur anymore.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that the resolution to stop the war and give up the lands was valid, or should they have kept the fighting going on?
Personally, I believe that the war should have been stopped a lot sooner. And I don't know why they kept going 44 days and we gave more than 8,000 fallen soldiers because the war that Azerbaijan inflicted on us, it wasn't only Azerbaijan, it was the Republic of Turkey and Mujahideens from Afghanistan, and with the Israeli drones and of their help, they invaded Armenia and caused all these nonsense killing. And they claim that those territories are their historic land. However, the facts on these territories suggest that it was inhabited by Armenians because it exists many churches and monasteries and Armenian communities there. So in that respect, we are very saddened that those Christian pilgrimage locations are now in the hands of Azeris, and they are free and they are willing to demolish them, to erase from the map the traces of the Armenian culture and Armenian people, as they did in Nakhichevan a few years ago.
What was your thoughts about when you saw everything on social media about them going damaging the churches in Artsakh and just everything that they were doing in general, going into people's homes, taking videos? What were your thoughts about that?
Well, I've seen a lot of graphic videos on the social media, and it's typical barbaric style of the Azeris and the Turks. That's the only way they know how to fight. and they bring hired guns from around the Muslim world to kill Christians in the territory. And if you study the map, Armenia is one of the few Christian nations surrounded by old Turks and non-Christian people.
Mm-hmm. So has the church put up any like memorial sites or any type of remembrance things for the fallen soldiers of this war?
Here at St. Giragos Armenian Church, we have a small chapel where people, they come and light their candles. Now, we converted that chapel as a memorial chapel for the fallen soldiers, and we have more than 300 pictures of the fallen soldiers in this chapel. And when you go in that chapel, it is very chilling to look at these pictures and see these young people who had family, most of them, and some of them, they're about to make their own family, now gone, and their families are left with no one, and that is very sad.
Yeah, I think the hardest part about this war was pretty much that it was the young generation fighting mainly, and it was the 18 to 20-year-olds that were on the front line because they were in the military at first, and this was the first time I got to experience a war. Even though I was all the way in America, it still affected me and my mental health. And obviously, I could tell if you were here at church every day, seeing all those people coming in, you know, I bet it was just such a sad environment most of the time.
Indeed, it was very challenging emotionally those days. And I gotta give big credit to our youth of the church. They came together and they organized many, many events here, which they collected the funds for to help the families of the fallen soldiers and the refugees that are left with no home, with nothing. And they are in Armenia and Yerevan on a safer ground. So I applaud our church youth organizations of Las Vegas, and they did a tremendous job. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for coming out today.
You're welcome.
And that's all for today. See you guys at the next podcast. Tune in to see who our next special guest is. Bye-bye.